Hey, what's up?
None.
Okay. Well, nice talking to you.
Alright.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, sorry, talking to
you.
It's
the thing and the whatnot. 100% yeah. A+ to the max.
June 20th, 2007, in your face.
Episode 122? Something?
Yes.
Oh.
You're the type of in-your-face that just won't wipe off.
Oh, man, it's like...
Governor.
Yeah. We're like shit caught in your beard. Your ass beard, that is. And by shit, I mean ass shit.
You know when you have a beard, you know?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I can imagine.
And you service a lady, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you get sugar beard. And you get the little lady crystals, you know?
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Can you smoke them?
I don't think so, but I had a pal with a beard named Todd who coined him that, the sugar beard.
Sugar beard?
That. Mostly from eating donuts, but he went ahead and twisted it to his own purposes.
Yeah.
He don't mess with that stuff no more, though. He don't do that stuff no more with the ladies.
No?
No, I got married and...
It was like either the beard goes or...
No, he's still fully bearded, but it's all been with intent lately. You know, like they've been like soaking the yolk, as it were.
Right. So no time for love, Dr. Jones.
No, that's right. It's all been very official wham bamage. So I gather.
Science.
But success.
Oh.
Todd's having a kid.
Sweet.
And it's gonna come out all bearded and tattooed and bald and crazy looking, so
awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah. What are the tattoos going to say?
Oh, probably just the same shit as Todd, you know, strong enough for a man, made for a lady, and then the dotted line around the throat, cut here, the optical illusions on the tops of his palms, Homer Simpson on the back of one calf, strong bad on the back of the other calf, lava lamp, dragon, right across the stomach, chicken McNugget on the corner of his something.
Wait, which chicken McNugget, which of the three designs does he have?
It's one of his own devising.
Oh.
Yeah,
fantasy McNugget.
Hallucination McNugget, actually.
Oh, I see.
He hallucinated a McNugget, and then the next night got... It was actually a chicken McNugget having its way with a French fry.
Oh, God.
You know, both of them, anthropomorphic and such. And
that's kind of weird, because it's like, usually what I think of is like one fry and two nuggets.
Oh, sure. It's every nugget's fantasy.
Yeah, except instead of a fry, it's actually a apple pie.
Whoa.
What?
That's
goes
disgusting.
Into the apple pie?
Is into.
What? Two
Yep.
Two patties? That's every man's dream, isn't it?
Oh, two patties? Definitely.
Yeah. Two patties at the same time.
Two patties at once?
Fucking imagine.
Yeah.
Put some bacon in between them.
Oh, my God. It's filthy. Cheese them up a little.
Yep.
But yeah,
later.
He hallucinated that and then got. He sketched out the design the next day and gave himself that tattoo on his calf that next day.
Like, he did it himself?
Yeah.
Is he a tattooer?
Yeah.
Well, I guess he is if he did it himself.
Yep.
Is that his trade, though, is what I was going
to
ask.
It is now, yeah. I mean, we worked at the record store together, and then I moved away, and then after the record store started to fall apart, Tower Records, when they went bankrupt.
Right.
He got a job at Nathan's Tattoo, and has been there ever since, and is just fucking rocking it. He's, if you look up Dr. Hot Dog on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
No, Homer Fonzarelli. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Homer Fonzarelli's is... tattoo name, but he's got a ton of stuff. It's just totally awesome. But he says a lot of times, you know, he gets stupid shit too, like chicks want a dolphin jumping out of a fucking mug.
His choice was either after the Tower Records closed, he was like, well, gotta follow my two passions, either I'm gonna go become a tattoo artist or I'm gonna go work at McDonald's. So I think he made the right choice.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, he's living the dream, man. It's all.
Although he could have went to McDonald's and then maybe practiced his tattooing on buns or something.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Right on the patties.
Smooth.
Wow.
The smooth buns.
Yeah.
It was like. McDonald's has the worst bun.
And take a delicate hand, I think.
Yeah.
I need a man with a smooth. That's how fast I was listening to that last night.
Nice.
I need a lover with an ease touch. So,
listened
told
to
Brian last night.
A lot of Elliott Smith on.
I did. 45. I did, as a matter of fact. I did. Last night I was working at work, and.
Oh, how about that?
In order to not hang myself, I thought, well, this will be fun. I queued up all of my jams, you know, just 20 gigs of shit, and played it in Windows Media Player at 1.5 speed, which maybe no one's tried this, but it speeds it up, but it doesn't raise the pitch like, you know, normally you would
think. It's not Chipmunks.
No, no, not at all.
Yeah.
It's a regular jive, just way faster. So it really gets your blood flumping, you know? It really gets that it gets that wheezing, withered black heart just a flapping away like a prune in the wind, you know? And, you know, so you work a little faster. And you really, it fills, I mean, like, shit, I had to listen to a lot of tunes last night, you know? Because it was a number of hours in it. But it works great with everything. Like, slow songs are suddenly, like, kind of peppy. Even if they're, like, slow, depressing songs, they're, like, kind of snappy. And then fast songs are just, like, jibbida-jibbida-jibbida, you know? And then, like, Vader, which is already, like, kind of fast, you know?
It's just noise. They turn into a noise band.
Well, it's like I recognize the song, but, like, forget about, like, rocking exactly to it. It just kind of, you know, drills into you. But two things that sound totally ridiculous that way.
Audiobooks?
T-Rex and Fiona Apple. Because both of them, when they sing, use so much vibrato. That when the vibrato spit up, it's just like, blah, 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 blah. It's just really cold, you know? But that was a good time. It was good. I recommend it to anyone who's got, like, not a lot of time to finish something, because they just...
I should find a way to do that with movies.
I think you can do it. You can do it with certain video files in Windows Media Player, but I don't know which ones. Every time I try it, it's like, oh, not this one, because the little bar grays out if it can't do it.
I see.
Icy wiener.
ICBM.
Speaking of the Poolympics, man, that took off like a shot around heard the world, eh?
Yeah, man. I just had an event earlier. The decrapalon.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Not the shot poot.
Shart. Shart put. Yeah, I guess.
Long dumpers.
Yep.
I suppose there could be pole vaulters, too. That'd be pretty tricky.
Ooh.
The javelin, of course.
Yeah.
Tug of war.
100-meter rash.
You know, it'd be... whoa. Relay? Oh. Insert me to the baton, hey. Squinch.
You gotta be real careful with it. You gotta, like, cradle it, otherwise you get disqualified.
Yes. Ugh. I, think maybe that you could be, have, like, you could go for a distance. Like, not distance as far as, like, range, but, like, you know, suspend all your competitors off the, you know, floor. And then see who can get the longest continuous. You know?
You have to, like, eat a lot of egg yolk and,
yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of binding agents. And then, also, you could have, obviously, I was thinking about this last night. You could have, like, a digestion race, you know? Like, first corn or something, you know? Like, you know, everyone starts and they all eat the same thing and everything.
Probably would have to have everybody fast for, like, a couple days.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be your, like, training.
All these take real specific training, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's not like you could compete in a bunch of events anyway.
Yeah, I guess not. You wouldn't really have multiple medal winners in that.
No. Everyone wins the Browns. Yep, but I absolutely loved Mr. Wilson's fucking little jokes about it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read it, just for the people who don't read the comments.
Okay.
People in the future, after our website is all cobwebbed over with Cialis. But still, the files are running around. He says, I heard those Olympic long dumpers are all doing aeroids, all pumping up their ass for that artificial boost. Some even go so far as inserting little CO2, or CO-poo, cartridges in the launch canal. That's just plain cheating. Juicing, we call that in the industry.
You ever notice that the word canal has the word anal in it?
Oh, yeah. Totally. I bet the Panamanians were laughing their asses off the whole time. Panamac anal.
Bed Panama?
Come on. No, I'm with you.
You gotta give me... Aw, you fucker.
No, no, try it again. Try it again. Sorry.
Bed Panama?
Go ahead.
It's not bad, right?
Yeah. No, that isn't bad.
Cool.
It's gross. The Groldy. I was watching a little bit of Blue's Clues today, and they're singing a song about all the planets, and I fucking... I'm
classic
such a child.
Blue's Clues, or...?
Yeah, classic Blue's Clues. No, the old ones with Joe and Steve. What the fuck am I saying? The old ones with Steve. And
is the new guy called Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
But his real name is Donovan Patton.
No. What? But, why Donovan was too hard of a name for kids to understand?
I guess. It could have been fucking Don. I mean, like, how hard is that?
Or maybe Steve. Maybe the character of Steve was made before they hired the actor named Steve, and it just happened to be a coincidence.
Maybe the character
is super dumb. And, like, he always has to be called the same character name.
Right.
Like Tony Danza.
There are a lot of actors like that, right?
Tony Danza.
Where they always play characters with their own name. Yeah, Tony Danza does that. Function. Yes, but anyway, Joe. Joe is a character.
Okay.
Steve is not a character.
He's a real character.
Steve really was like that. We met him, we went and saw him play at the Uptown, and there's no act. He acts like that around cartoon dogs. I mean, that's who he is. Mm-hmm. But I think Donovan Penn is a real fucking dick face. I think he's got a nice up. You can tell he's faking it on the show. That's why I don't like him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this was an old Steve one, and they were singing the song about the planets, and I'm so fucking infantile that every time he gets to the line and Uranus is on its side, I'm like fucking laughing coffee out my nose and shit.
It's pronounced Uranus.
Yeah, I know. For
has
a
to
show.
Be. What?
It should be.
Oh, God.
You guys really see Uranus?
The rectum.
Yeah, that's right. That's the ring around it, actually. Buck, duck, duck.
What was the other thing we were going to talk about? I forget.
We did have another thing, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Didn't I say that like I had something I was going to say and you had something you were going to say? And then you said
your
thing.
The fast music stuff.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And then I had something else.
You did have something.
Fuck, do I have to go into the fucking chat log? Is that how lame I am?
I don't know. Was it about Philadelphia and Cleveland?
What?
Was it about Philadelphia and Cleveland?
I don't think so. Should it
fucking
have been?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Philadelphia smoked him, though.
What are you talking about?
96, dude. It's fucking some dope shit.
What?
Cleveland was acting like they were going to catch up and whatnot. You know? In the eighth inning, they got their little fucking weak-ass two runs, and then Philadelphia's like, nah, it's the top of the ninth, they get three more. It's like, fuck you, we're going home.
Baseballs?
Huh?
What?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. Who cares?
What?
Dude, I hate sports.
No.
All of them. I don't care about that shit. All I care about is rock and roll.
Dude, how about the Mets?
How about the... how about them fucking Baltimore Spores?
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
So that was the other thing. Dude.
But the Twins rocked the Mets, Brian. The Twins rocked the fucking Mets.
Okay, I'm glad to hear it.
9-0, dude.
So what? Baseball's retarded.
Crush.
Baseball's actually okay. I don't mind it. But what I hate is that there's so many goddamn games. Season, there's like they're playing every day, and it doesn't mean anything. It's like it's lost all meaning.
Well, but there's so many. I mean, but it's also the weakest sport.
What do you mean?
Well, like basketball, run around all the time. Football, crash into each other all the time.
Man.
Hockey, skate your ass off, fucking all damn night.
Yeah.
Baseball, stand around, wait for a ball. Sit on bench, wait for your turn to swing a stick. And
if you're
lucky,
if you're good enough,
you get to run a little.
You don't. If you're good enough, you don't even have to run hard at all.
Oh yeah, exactly. You hit that thing right, and you can just trot.
That's the incentive.
That's why they got to play every day, just to justify those salaries, man.
Yeah, but the thing that sucks about that is when you play every day, they have a pitching rotation so that your best pitcher you only see him every 4 or 5 games or whatever it is.
Yeah,
and. Typically, they have like the what are you doing?
No, I'm not answering the fucking question.
The rest of the players, like they're fairly regular, but guys come in and out and whatever. And it's like you don't see the same team all the time. And if you're one of your star players is a pitcher, you don't get to see him all the time, and that's kind of stupid.
Yeah, it's but like, I think there's
it's the, like in football, you always see, unless he's injured, like you're going to see that your favorite quarterback. You're going to see him all the time. You're going to see your favorite goalie in hockey, like pretty much all the time.
That's true, but all the time equals what, twice a week?
Well, hockey, they play sometimes every second day.
Yeah.
But they only play 82 games as opposed to like the 300. But I don't know how many they play in baseball. 100 and...
I know they have a two-week stretch where they're playing three games a day.
Fuck. Yeah, those doubleheaders that they do sometimes, like that second game. Like, oh, we're just going to put all our shitty guys out on the field now.
Yeah, totally. It's like when you go see...
It's a watered-down product.
When you go see a band that plays like an all-ages show, and then they play the 21 and over show, and they're all fucking worn out by the time they play the 21 and over show.
Yeah, you... Yeah.
You ever see that? Actually, yeah. What's drinking?
Singer gets bored and just replaces everything with swear words.
Shooby dooby doo.
Because, you know, minors don't like swearing.
But, no, they eat that shit up.
The second show is just like, come drink with the band.
Yeah.
We'll be at the bar. We'll be at the bar. Come hang out.
That's right.
We don't want to play no more.
Spinning some of our favorite records.
You can come listen to our album and drink a beer with us.
Yeah.
I would probably go ahead and do that.
Oh, sure, that'd be great.
Yeah, we'll play a quiet acoustic set.
Yeah.
We'll just air guitar to it.
There's four games going on right now.
Who cares? It's one of the Toronto.
Right minute. Huh? Toronto? What's their team?
Blue Jays.
No, they're not playing right this minute.
The Toronto Blue guys.
Kicking that ball. Ah, I wish. I wish that was our cat. He's kicking. I got a knotted up t-shirt. It's a black t-shirt. He's kicking around. He said, I'm kicking devil. I'm
like, nice.
Man, that'd be sweet. I would love that. Oh, God. That would be just fabulous.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, the thing was that we were talking about last night that's not really that important, but it's that Spore got the video game got pushed back to 2009. It's delayed indefinitely.
Yeah, that's sad.
Shit's
it's a tease.
Yeah, we've been talking about that since the podcast started.
That's right. That was like our first topic, man.
It was dude, Spore. And no, we're just not going to talk about it ever again.
Guess not.
Fuck it. You know what? And at this point, it's not out yet. I'm not that excited about it anymore. I just don't care.
No. The thrill is gone.
Yeah. So.
I mean, you know, I already bought a new computer to play Spore, and then now it's not going to be Selite enough.
That's right.
It's going to be Inselite. And I think we should put together a class action lawsuit against Will Wright for all the people who upgraded their shit in anticipation of buying this game.
Yeah, maybe.
An international class action lawsuit.
But?
Don't they call that Coalition Force something?
They call it Delta Force.
Oh, yeah.
They call it Mega Force.
Right. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Dude, this is kind of cool, man.
What is?
You ever check out the fucking MLB scoreboard on ESPN.com?
No, fuck.
Dude, it's awesome.
Get out of here.
Like, auto updates. You can watch, like, six games at once if you just want to read the text. Darren Herron pitches to David Ross.
That's basically what,
pitch three in play.
But yeah, batting Dillum. I can read that to you while you're at work and you can pretend you're listening to a game.
Oh, that'd be sweet. We should just fuck all this video games and cartoons and bullshit, man.
Read the sports scores?
As they happen. You want to listen to seven baseball games at one time? Need to go at.
We'll do it in stereo. I'll be in the right channel. You'll be in the left channel.
Garland pitches to Matt Treanor. Bonk in your head, baby.
Ugh.
Don't bonk it.
Let's do play-by-play for the Poolympics.
That's where all your cutes are. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Chug-a-Lug Jones. I would want there to be a guy named Chug-a-Lug Jones.
What country do you think would win at Poolympics? Just off the top of your head.
Oh, United States all the way, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Think so?
I do kind of think so. Well, that or maybe the UK, I guess. I don't know. You have some grease over there. But I think grease content is definitely a factor.
You want
a real dry fiber as shit.
But then there's also going to be, like, probably, like, endurance ones where it's, like, you got to eat all the spicy stuff.
Yeah.
Who can, like, handle it for the longest or whatever.
Yeah, without making a peep or something like that.
No, you got to get it, like, 2 inches out, but you got to hold it there for as long as you can.
Wow. Yeah. Searing. Just so oh, like, you can just hear the hiss.
So you got like Mexico and India and
They'd be,
you know,
yeah.
Thailand and stuff, and they're
trouncing them.
Yeah.
You know, it would be kind of cool, rather than having to hold it, is you hook everyone up to like an EKG meter thingamajig, you know, and it's like, okay, if your heart rate rises above this, you're disqualified. You know? It's kind of like, you got to actually stay calm, and like, rather than just like, you know, withstanding it, you got to like actually mentally cope.
Points deducted if you grab a magazine?
Yeah, totally.
I can't have it. Always going for the magazine. It's going to cost him.
Yep. That's a brown flag. Everything would be brown in that thing.
Oh,
yeah. B. Jenks, relief J. Garland, pitch for strike.
Do you think there would be, like, pit crews with toilet paper and like, a
oh, yuck.
Spray bottle pit. Or something?
Pit! Oh, man.
Oh, this is the best show ever.
Oh, it's humming along. It's good. So far, so good, so.
But?
Where are we at here? Ooh,
oh,
we hit
yeah,
20 minutes.
Yeah,
if we sealed the deal right here, if we closed it up right now, we'd have a perfect show.
All
right,
let's fucking do it. Thanks,
really?
Everyone, for listening. Send in your questions and comments. You know where to do it. Fucking send us a thing. Write a thing on the whatnot. And
And to all you player haters out there saying we got imminent podcast death syndrome, you ain't seen imminent podcast death syndrome yet.
That's right.
Box. And I didn't like the second season of The Extras either. I haven't seen it yet. I only saw the first 3 episodes of the first season. I'm like, that's enough. Okay, bye.
Petus.
All the spore like tag on games now, or else they're gonna be pushed back, you know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like Paramecium, you know, Paramecium's from the creators of Cats and Dogs.
Oh,
Paramecium's now they gotta like sit on it.
Po days.
Characters.
Meh.